AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH News Center time is 8:21. Third Thursday of each month is our Greenwich Real Estate Report. And I'm joined on the line by Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe and 2021 Vice President Joanne Erb. Stacy, Joanne, good morning. Welcome to both. Hope you're doing all well.
Yes, good morning, Tony. All is well.
Good morning, Tony.
And all is well with the real estate market, is it not, Stacy?
It certainly is. Still moving along quite ferociously at this point. Do you want me to jump into those numbers?
Absolutely. Why not, right?
All right. So for July 2021, we saw 143 single-family residential closings. That is the most on record that we have ever had. The median sale price for single-family homes increased to around $2.475 million, which is an increase from July 2020, around when it was around $1.975 million. The average days on market was 79 days. This is also the first time in history that we've ever seen this figure go below 100 or even below 80 for single-family homes. So definitely a very fast market out there for homes that are ready to go. For context, the figure in July 2020 was 164 days, which was also pretty quick at that point. So when we look at condos and co-ops, we had 29 condo and co-op residential closings during July 2021. That's compared with 17 in July 2020. So still a lot of movement in the condo and co-op sector as well. The median sale price for condos and co-ops was around $795,000, and that is up from $735,000 the year prior. And the average days on market for condos and co-ops was around 101 days, which is a decrease from 195 days. So also very quick movement for condos and co-ops at this point. And when we look at pending sales, as of close of business yesterday, there were 99 pending single-family homes and 13 condo and co-op pending sales.
So things are not slowing down.
Doesn't seem to be right now.
Mm-hmm. Joanne and or Stacy, what do the numbers from July of last year, were they strong also? And this is just even stronger. Can you kind of dissect how we are year to year? I know it's a 68% increase. Was that a 68% increase over what was a big July of 2020?
Yes, last year was quite large. In fact, the closings for the price range of homes sold last year, year-to-date, to this year, year-to-date, was the greatest increase. It was $5 to $7 million price range of homes. Last year in 2020, 15 homes sold in that price range. This year, 62. So that was a 313 increase.
Wow.
Percent.
Are people moving? I mean, there are people obviously moving in. Where are the people that are selling these houses? Are they going elsewhere? I mean, the population in Greenwich has pretty much stayed stable according to the U.S. Census.
Right. I think what's going on is that I know that from experience that the investment properties people are selling, and these are houses, say, that have, been people own two or three homes and just rented them out. And unfortunately, those are being sold, so our rental market is really tough,
mm-hmm.
especially for nicer family homes. You know, anything in our market can be anything from $10,000 a month up. That's very scarce.
And are these bidding wars still out there, Joanne? Or,
yes.
We're still getting cases of people saying, sight unseen, I'll take a house, that kind of thing?
No, I don't think it's as frantic. I think it has changed from 2020 was the year that people had to have a house. They truly needed a home because they wanted to move from wherever they were and they didn't feel safe and they wanted to be here. Where now it's they want, and there's a difference, there's a change in feeling. So now they're not buying things sight unseen in general. I mean, you do have a few of those, but it's mostly, you know, they'll buy after one showing and immediately it'll close, you know, it'll go to contract in less than a week. If it is, you know, totally updated, you know, considered a good location and well-priced for this market, which means it is a little overpriced, but it's not outrageous. We are seeing reductions in price now that we haven't seen before because I think sellers are, they're beginning to think that, oh, people will pay anything for my home, and they won't.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're seeing adjustments, and then they're selling.
And Stacy, that speaks a lot for the market, doesn't it? As Joanne said last year, they had to move out. Now they want to, or had to move in. Now they want to move in, right?
Correct. Exactly. Yeah. So it's really interesting to see the momentum continue in this way. But if we zoom out about 1,000% and also just look at the demographics and everything that's going on. We've got millennials that are of the age now where they're buying homes. It's the largest pool of new home buyers at this point. So they are also entering the market at a time when rates are extremely low. And those that are, you know, looking in this area, while it's definitely a very competitive area to get into. You know, that's what it speaks to what Joanne was saying, that they're purchasing after one showing. Many of them have gone through this process and have seen multiple houses at this point, maybe have lost out on multiple houses. So any buyers that are in that position understand that they need to move quickly in order to get a house that they like.
And then finally, where in town are they buying these houses?
They are Central Greenwich has the largest increase in homes, but it's throughout Greenwich. Even backcountry has increased a great deal. Mm-hmm. You know, where it was a very difficult market in the past few years, and now they're opting for that.
All right, we're getting toward the end of August, and I guess in September we'll start to see what happens as we get back to school, that kind of thing, preparing for that, right, Stacy?
Definitely, yeah. We're keeping an eye on, obviously, when people start to settle into schools, the market usually does cool off a little bit. We've got other factors at play here also with COVID rates increasing again, and, you know, just other factors at play that everybody's keeping tabs on. So we will look forward to speaking again next month.
Absolutely. Always good to talk to Stacy Lowe, Executive Vice President, Greenwich Association of Realtors. And Joanne, good to talk to you again. It's been a while. Thanks very much.
Yes, nice to speak with you, Tony.
Okay, take care.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
That's our Greenwich Association of Realtors, Greenwich Real Estate Report. We do it the third Thursday of each month at this time.